Paintings, weavings, and an altered wedding dress are just a few of the things on display for the temporary art show at the Clausen Memorial Museum. Cindy Lagadakis is the museum's director, and she helped put the exhibit together. She says it's getting a lot of traffic.
We've had a lot of people through, and we've had some nice comments about it, and then we've had families with children come through, which has really been kind of fun, too.
Suzanne Fuqua is one of the artists featured in the show. Her painting, titled Embryonic Journey, is the first thing you see when you step up to the exhibit. It's also one of the largest pieces on display. It's a huge rainbow awash with nature motifs, a sun, a raven, and a dozen eggs. Fuqua points out the symbols she painted across its surface.
And I actually did, in the sun, looked up one of the first symbols for Pride when it first started. So basically, for me, we are who we are. People are who they are. And I say choose love.
Chelsea Tremblay is another artist whose work is on display, a piece titled What/Who. It's a collage assembled from pictures of different body parts.
It sounds macabre, but it was I used old calendars and I cut up pieces of people, so taking apart eyes and lips and legs, and created a garden using different garden and nature scapes from other calendars. And then I had two hands holding the picture of one of our recent ultrasounds of a baby's head.
Tremblay is talking about an ultrasound of her own unborn child. She says the work was inspired by her experience with being very visibly pregnant. Tremblay is in her third trimester of pregnancy. She also works a public-facing job selling books at Singley Alley Bookstore, where a lot of visitors ask her if she's having a boy or a girl.
Oh, because it has to be one or the other.
Do you disclose that?
We know. We haven't been telling people. And a large part of that is from, I think it was a sociology class, where they talked about people are likely to ascribe gendered characteristics to, again, this future person that hasn't seen the sky. They'll look at an ultrasound and describe them as beautiful or strong. And so, again, you know, they haven't breathed air yet. Can we give them a chance?
Back at the museum, Lagadakis finds herself drawn to a piece that was submitted anonymously. It's a gray T-shirt with a tag sticking out. Lagadakis says when she got the donation, her first instinct was to tuck the tag down.
And then I realized, no, that's what this piece is about. Let it do its thing.
The shirt has words scratched into the front. They tell the story of the artist's experience with gender labels.
And it says, "It feels like a tag in my shirt. I don't hate the shirt. I like it, the way it looks and feels. But there is a tag. It itches. Sometimes I can ignore it, pretend it's not there. I'm reminded of the tag on every application trying to fit me in a box, every time someone says, 'Hey, ladies,' every time I use a gendered bathroom." And I think that's an interesting reminder that we make assumptions about people, and that may not fit the way they feel about themselves.
Tremblay grew up in Petersburg. In her many years of advocacy here, she says she's encountered a lot of people who say they feel like they're the only queer person on the island.
And then we tell them that's actually not at all true. There's actually quite a few of us. We just all tend to feel that way. And so if this is something that can help people feel a little bit less alone, just knowing that we're out here.
The Pride Art Show is on display at the Clausen Memorial Museum through today, June 30th. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.